We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, from Learfield.
Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Dave Hunziker joined by John Holcomb for our holiday version of the Cowboy Insider. Let's talk bowl game first. I mean, we're digging into that game. We're in basketball season, so you focus in our world on the game that is being played next, and that's been basketball. And obviously, as we get into the Christmas week, we'll spend more and more time on getting ready for the bowl game. But what are your initial thoughts on the matchup and just kind of overall take on things? What do you think?
Well, what concerns you is that Drew Locke is a good player.
He is
and
that.
A quarterback, and that they've been able to run it. Even though they may want to throw it more, they've been able to run it. And they've got a head full of steam coming in. And the flip side of that is it's been difficult to determine what you're going to get from this Cowboy team any given weekend, except that the encouraging sign is that against the best teams on their schedule, they've played their best for the most part.
Yeah.
So you would have to classify Missouri as in that category, but it's been so long, Dave. Sometimes bowl games, especially when you're talking about a bowl game like this, it's really difficult to figure out how a team's going to, you know, what they're going to look like, how they're going to come out and play.
I will confess my concern, so I'm just not going to pull punches here. It's been a tough year for Oklahoma State, and it's been, and it's 6-6. It's still a bowl game. It's something to be celebrated, but it's been a grind.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it has been. Then you add to it the multiple departures. Not so much that Justice Hill isn't playing, but the fact that he and a number of others have left the team. Those things wear on a team. You don't hear people talk about that much, but it impacts them. What I hope doesn't happen is that the Cowboys mentally have hit the wall. Coach Gundy's done a good job in other years where it looked like that might be the case going into a bowl game, and it was not. That was certainly a thought that ran through everyone's mind 2 years ago when they went to the Alamo Bowl and just pounded Colorado. But I have to confess, that concerns me. There's been a lot going on, and sometimes over time that takes its toll, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and you remember, too, and I remember the feeling going into San Antonio that year, too, but they got a boost while they were there. in that Mason Rudolph and James Washington said, we're coming back.
Yeah, true.
And so you get that little shot in the arm there. What does it look like? I mean, listen, for a guy like Taylor Cornelius, you hope that he comes out with a performance the way he had against Texas, the way he had against West Virginia, the way he had in Norman, just for his sake, because he's done everything right. It hasn't always gone well for him. He hasn't played great every game, but he's played really well when the stakes were just about the highest. If you look at this team and say there's one guy that you can point to that's going to say, I'm dragging everybody with me. I'm sure there's a guy that feels that way, but outwardly, I haven't seen it.
Which has been an on and off concern for the coaching staff all year. It's, of course, Missouri being an old conference foe. We see them again. We saw them in 2013, played them in the Cotton Bowl. And it's fun, but I have to confess, I don't know how our fans feel. But I've started to feel this way the last few years. I don't know how you would do it, but it'd be nice sometimes to shuffle the deck and play some different teams. Like the Big Ten, we never play anybody from the Big Ten.
No.
Never, ever.
No.
Your bowl matchups, as far as the alignments are concerned, I think the only ACC possibility is in the Camping World Bowl last year where we saw Virginia Tech. I don't know if that's practical. I know they try to set these up geographically, but as time goes along, if television is going to be involved, then, hey, maybe mix the deck up a little bit. Nothing against Missouri. It's not saying anything to do with them being a great team. You just, like, sometimes see a different jersey sometimes.
Sure, sure.
I don't know how you feel.
No, I totally get it. It would be nice. And, you know, listen, you're going to go to Memphis. Haven't been there, you know.
That's true.
So that part of the equation is one thing. I just wish that Memphis around New Year's in any year, for their sake and for those of the fans and teams involved, was a little bit more, tropical in climate.
Yes.
Because it just
gets cold. Some people refer to it
there.
As the Freezing Rain Bowl not the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? We caught a decent day in Shreveport when the Cowboys went to the Independence Bowl in Gundy's second year, and Shreveport can kind of be similar to Memphis at that time of the year. But, I'm with you. I'd like to see the deck shuffled a little bit.
You know, I think, too, for the fans' sake, you need to go play well in the bowl and win it.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of feels like they need a little shot in the arm, and that could do it. I mean, it's a ranked opponent with a probably first-round draft pick quarterback. I mean, there's a lot to hang your hat on if you beat Missouri. The reason they started so slowly was the schedule they played. I mean, they had, Georgia and Alabama the first month, and that's a tough way for anybody to start. But this could, you know, everybody talks about, and they asked Coach Gundy the other day at the news conference, you know, does a bowl game victory, you know, provide momentum going into the next year? I don't know if it does for players, because nowadays with cell phones and the way the world is, the world moves fast and things are disposed of and you move on to the next thing pretty quickly. That's just the way the world is. It's not good or bad. It's just how it is. But for the fans, I think it would, and it would really be a good thing. For them, probably more than – I mean, not the players don't want to win, but as far as the long-term impact, I think it would be more important to the fans than anybody.
I hope you're right, and I think, you're generally going to feel better after a win. Here's my fear on that. If the Cowboys do come out and look good and play well, and guys that are going to be coming back next year have a major impact on the game, that's one thing. If you go out and you play well and you win, there's going to be a faction of fans just being honest, saying, well, great. You know, where was that all year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course,
and
we've been down that path already.
And you can't necessarily blame fans for that.
It's
the nature of it. But, all things considered, go there, play well. If you get a win, you get a win over a top 25 college football playoff team. And then you have some momentum going into the spring. That's one thing that a bowl game victory can do. It provides momentum.
Let's talk basketball now. The Cowboys ended their four-game losing streak with a win over Central Arkansas on Friday at Gallagher-Ibo Arena. They've got practice all week, starting the evening of the 26th as we record this, and then play Saturday at 1 against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and then we're into conference play. But it was good for the guys to go out and just get a win. They're tweaking some things offensively. I'll be interested to see where they are in about 2 weeks. That really intrigues me. About three or four games into conference play, and it's a tough start to the conference schedule, but where are we in 2 weeks as they've had a chance to work on these things more? I'm really interested to see.
Yeah, the spacing, I think Mike Boynton talked about with this. The spacing wasn't consistently good, but that's kind of to be expected with what you're doing when you're changing some things up to give yourself a better chance to score and avoid lulls in the half-court offense. The fact that you were able to start doing this on Tuesday and then you were able to play a game with it, to see it in a game situation, and you still win the game, that helps, because you can practice it all you want, but until you do it in a game, you're not going to know exactly what you have. Now you have, as Coach Boynton said, he's going to watch this over and over and over again to see where he can help him. And to some degree, focusing so much on those changes and working your way through it, I think impacted the defensive end a little bit in the second half against Central Arkansas. All that said, you're going to play defense better when the time comes, I think. You're going to be better defensively than you were today. You've been better defensively for most of the season than you were in the second half today, for the most part. You're going to start by seeing, once you get to conference play, you're going to start by seeing an Iowa State team come here, and an Iowa State team is leading the conference in scoring, and an Iowa State team that has found more transfers that have already had a major impact, and they're going to come in with a whole lot of confidence. And you've got young guys who have not played a conference game before, and we know how that can go. But like Coach Boynton said, just as you were talking about with football and whether a bowl game can give you momentum, bowl game win can give you momentum, you got the win over Central Arkansas to snap a four-game skid, and we all sit here and go, well, okay, that's good. That's a good start. Well, you maybe talk to some of the guys down there, and they're like, we're back to where we need to be. Not that we don't need to improve, but their take on it and a fan's take on it might be different, and it's not necessarily a bad thing if you come out of this with confidence moving forward.
Yeah, you mentioned Iowa State. They played December 20. They played December 21st and will not play again until they open conference play here in Stillwater against the Cowboys. They will have a lot of time to prepare. And, of course, sometimes you have that much of a break between games that can work against you. We'll see. You were talking about taking what had been done in practice and applying it to games. That applies to Curtis Jones. He led the Cowboys in scoring with 23 points. He's a transfer from Indiana that sat out the first semester. He had shot lights out in practice. Had shot it so well for probably 2 months. Now, against Nebraska, got his feet wet. It was a bit of a tough game for everybody on offense. But you saw in the game against Central Arkansas why they were so excited to have him, a guy that can come off the bench and offer instant offense. And as opposed to Thomas DeZagua, who really can kind of struggle to finish off the drive, Jones is good enough to make you honor him off the drive. And, boy, he's a tremendous shooter. He certainly was against Central Arkansas. So he adds a different element.
Love what I saw from Curtis Jones against Central Arkansas. And, that gives him confidence moving forward, which is a great thing. Here's one thing that I hope we see more of, and I hope he grows in confidence, is Isaac Likely, if he has the ball in his hands, as much as he has to have the ball in his hands, that he starts to be a little more aggressive in the lane. Even if you miss a little bit, he's got to make teams respect him that he's going to go ahead and try to score, because otherwise they're not, you're giving a break to a defender.
Sure.
And they're able, defenses and coaching is so good in this league that coaches will game plan for that and help their defense on your scores, like Curtis Jones, like Michael Weathers, like Lindy Waters.
Right.
So, that to me is one thing. Continued development of Yorin A. He was pretty good, struggled a little bit against the big man from Central Arkansas, who was adept in the low post. But, I look at the game with Central Arkansas and say, got to win. You got the win. You snapped the streak. Merry Christmas.
Indeed. Merry Christmas indeed. And happy holidays to all of you. And thanks for listening. Believe it or not, this week's interesting. There is no Oklahoma State team that will play an athletic event in any way, shape, or form until Saturday. I don't remember, even at Christmas time, the last time that's happened. It's a complete shutdown, basically, from the evening of the 21st until the 29th when the Cowboy basketball team plays. At least that's, as I looked at the schedule, that's what I saw. So at any rate, we'll be on the air at noon when the Cowboys play Corpus Christi on Saturday. Hope you've had a wonderful holiday season up to this point and continue to enjoy some time with the people that mean the most to you. And we'll be back with you next week, and we'll have lots more Bull stuff for you as well. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.